You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. 7:06. Nice to have you back here up north on a Wednesday morning. It's December 3rd. Parker Olson producing things down in Madison Studio A2. Coming up, Ellie Bordeaux. Also, our homeroom segment on taxpayer transparency, so that property taxpayers know the actual cost of the voucher school program that is growing like a cancer on the Wisconsin state budget. We also have Dr. Kelly Snooks coming up at 8:30 to talk about the misinformation being spread about children and Tylenol. Our question of the day is asking, what is your musical guilty pleasure? And Walter tells us that growing up in the mid-80s and still, Bobby Vinton, that is a classic answer to a musical guilty pleasure. We were talking about that in light of the Neil Diamond tribute band movie based out of Milwaukee, Song Sung Blue, that's going to premiere on Christmas Day. And actor Hugh Jackman is in it, along with Kate Hudson. And Hugh Jackman was in Milwaukee yesterday and last night for the premiere. So we'd love to know your own musical guilty pleasure as well. Before we get to Ellie, it's time to tell you about our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Right on cue. This is a multi-station, multi-state text-to-win giveaway where there's a daily prize of $200 and three grand prize winners who will choose from a brand new snowblower, a portable air conditioner, or a stainless steel cookware set. Just remember that to do this, you need the Civic Media app and you use the text feature to text us the keyword that I'm about to give you until 8 o'clock. And then there'll be another chance to win in the 9 o'clock hour, and then 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. And each entry has you in the running, so you could enter several times a day and be in the running for the daily $200 prize and the grand prize drawings as well. This hour's word is bell, B-E-L-L, and you have until 8 o'clock this morning to text us Bell, B-E-L-L, for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list contest. All right, time to catch up now with the Oracle of Oconomowoc, Ellie Bordeaux, newsletter editor for Up North News. Sign up for that newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Ellie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great, thank you. Did you have a good Thanksgiving weekend?
I did. It was lovely. It was very busy. I feel like I never was able to just like sit down and relax, but we had a great time. We went over to my grandma's, had all my family over. It was super nice. Watched the Packer game. It was very fun. We had a good time.
Okay. Did you do cooking or was this all just being social and eating?
I actually was the bartender. I was in charge of
making
the
bartender. Fashions.
Yes. I bartended for a very long time. I started bartending when I was 18. At my local dive bar and then continued while I was in college. And then, my grandma was like, can you make everyone old fashions? I was like, yeah, for sure. So I was in charge of the bar.
I had no idea about all this. I had no idea that you were a bartender.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So tell me about your old fashioned making.
Oh, well, which, Ellie, this is very important to Pat. You have to make sure that you nail this.
Well, do you want me to go through my whole step-by-step routine?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, because why can't you talk about booze at 7:10 on a Wednesday morning? This is, you know, exactly. These are life skills, clearly, in Oconomowoc. Right. So what do you tell us? Walk us through it.
So you start with an orange slice, half an orange slice, mm-hmm. and then, well, kind of depends on what everyone likes. I like, or what the size of it, but I do half an orange slice, 2 maraschino cherries, 7 dashes of bitters. Mm-hmm. If you're doing sweet, you add a sugar cube. If not, you don't do any of that and you don't even muddle all that, but you muddle all that and then ice, brandy, and then 7 Up if you're doing some people prefer a press. Some people don't prefer it as sweet. If you don't prefer it as sweet, you do club soda. A press, you do half club soda, half 7-Up. If you just want full sweet, you do 7-Up. That's my process, I guess.
She's totally not faking us on this.
No.
She's done this.
I have done. I've made a lot of old fashions.
I was waiting for a moment for imposter syndrome to kick in and for to go, oh, okay, I just throw some pre-mixed stuff in here. No. You got the real deal.
I don't mess around with it. Yeah. I make a mean old fashioned, I like to say. So
that is okay. Well, needless to say, the next Up North News staff retreat is we've got somebody filling that role, so that's great.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get to your day job then, and that of course would be working on the newsletter for us over at Up North News. And I've bragged about this before, but now I love that you want to brag on it as well. And that is the photos that all of our readers are sending in to share at the top of each day's edition. Something we did, 5-6 years ago when we first started the newsletter. We kind of fell out of that habit. You've brought it back. And these are just spectacular images, Ellie. They really are.
Yeah, it's so great. So it actually it's a little bit funny. It started with Halloween because I was asking people to send in their Halloween decorations or their costumes. And then it just kind of never stopped. People just kept sending in their fall views, now their winter views, all the snow, all those things. And so it's so great. I get so many photos from our readers every day, every morning. And it's so hard to choose which one I'm going to feature. And I mean, it's so great because I will never run out of them because I already have so many in the bank. But it's so great. And some of our readers take such incredible photos. It's so cool to feature, and it's so great to feature their work and that kind of thing. So it's really great.
It's funny that you say about not running out, because I still get a regular notice from Dropbox, a cloud storage thing, that says your Dropbox is full. It's out of storage space. And I know that part of it is that it is so full of reader photos. And, one of these days, we got to talk to the bosses about doing some kind of a calendar book or something, because I think we're at 365 photos easily at this point, and we could do a photo book just from listeners sending in and readers sending in things, because they're amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the same with this. I feel like I get like at least 20 photos a morning, which I also, for my own sake, love to go through them. I think they're so great and so cool. So it's super fun.
Yeah, it has been. So we're talking to Ellie Bordeaux, newsletter editor at Up North News. You can sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and so there were all kinds of things that happened here at Civic Media and, of course, through Up North News. So I'm sure you got a lot of satisfying feedback on that as well.
Yes, absolutely. So we did a story about Giving Tuesday and ways to give back in Wisconsin. So Giving Tuesday launched in 2012, and it's a global movement to encourage generosity the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So we did a story on different ways that you can give back in Wisconsin. And these aren't obviously just exclusive to Giving Tuesday. They were just running Giving Tuesday campaigns. You can give to these campaigns at any time. And we encourage that, of course. But some of the places we had was Renew Wisconsin with the donation goal of $15,000. The Hunger Task Force, which is especially important right now as food pantries face a lot of need right now. And so they had all of their donations would be matched up to $100,000 to feed and end hunger in the community. The Wisconsin Humane Society, Frater in the Medical College of Wisconsin was having a campaign, Gathering Waters, Mom's Mental Health Institute, and Special Olympics Wisconsin. We have so many campaigns that are doing Giving Tuesday, and it's super great to see people give back and give to these places.
Yeah, it's just becoming more popular and more organizations than ever, including here on this fine program, where yesterday we kicked off 12 days of community kindness on Giving Tuesday, and we will have our next group to spotlight for you exactly 30 minutes from now at 7:45. We'll tell you more about how you can help out another group that's making a difference in our hometowns. But back to the newsletter, we also have our series Civic Check-In. And our latest edition that you've put together for us is really about what's at the heart, what's the DNA of Up North News, and that is increasing your civic engagement.
Right, exactly. And I wanted to go through different ways that people don't necessarily always realize the ways that they can get involved in their community and the impact that it has on a broader scale. And so I wanted to put together some ways that people can get involved at the local level that they may not necessarily know the impacts of. So we talked about attending public meetings, city councils, village boards, county boards, school boards, all of those hold regular meetings where you can learn about what's going on in the community, what's going to be at stake, those kinds of things, and get different perspectives from the leaders or the people in the community that you know. And then we also have connecting with your municipal clerk. Clerks are a really great way to get involved and understand what's happening at a local level. Participating in local elections, which obviously we know is really important, but especially in local elections, that sets things up for you and affects directly your community. So, and serving on committees or commissions and engaging with neighborhood associations or community groups are all really great ways to get involved in your community and see what's happening around you.
Yeah, no, there's no shortage of ways that you can get more involved in your community at a civic level. We will mention in passing here another section of the newsletter, the Badger State Buzz, mostly because that's a lot of events going on that Sherita Booker tells us about on Thursday mornings at 6:20 about the goings on throughout the coming weekend. But along with Sherita telling us about it on the radio on Thursdays, you've also got it as a regular feature of the newsletter.
Yes, exactly. And we started this section because we wanted to have something I got feedback from some of our readers was they wanted to know what events were happening in the state. And so I wanted to do a roundup of different things you can do throughout the week. And I've gotten great responses from it. Someone reached out to me and said, I'm brand new to Wisconsin, so this is super great to get me involved in my community or know what's going on around the state. So we just list out a bunch of different events that are happening throughout the state, throughout the weekend, throughout the week. Different ways you can volunteer, different ways you can give back, just fun events, Christmas markets. Christmas is coming up. There's no shortage of Christmas markets, that's for sure.
And all the parades. We listed all the holiday parades that are coming up around Wisconsin, including Chippewa Falls this coming Saturday evening. So just so much that you can see there in the that section of the newsletter, the Badger State Buzz. And finally, looking ahead, you're putting together another special edition of the newsletter.
Yes. So this will come out on December 6th, and it is our giving guide. So we, in lieu of Giving Tuesday, we wanted to do an edition that talks about giving back in Wisconsin. And so we have four different sections. We're going to talk about different organizations you can give back to in Wisconsin. And we're also featuring some of our readers, some of the ways our readers give back in their communities, whether that's donating to food pantries, volunteering, those kinds of things. And then we have a section about Wisconsin conservation and different conservation efforts going on in the state. And then we also have, just as a little roundup, some winter wellness tips, just a reminder of how to stay safe this winter, different tactics to make sure you're staying safe in the cold. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So look for that special edition coming up. And of course, for all of the weekday newsletters and the Sunday morning newsletter with an emphasis on Wisconsin politics, you just have to head over to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the banner up at the top of the homepage, and get on board everything that we put forward, much of it from Ellie Bordeaux. Ellie, thank you so much. Great to see you. We'll talk to you a little later on.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's check a little sports here at 7:19, because if you missed it from Mike Clemens a little bit earlier, little concern with the Bucks now that Giannis has scrubbed his social media accounts of most mentions of the Bucks organization. We're hoping that does not that's only out of frustration or motivation and not a preview of coming attractions. And again, the Packers-Bears, that game has been flexed this Sunday to 3:25. And the next Packers-Bears game on Saturday, December 20th, has now been flexed to 7:20 p.m. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Our homeroom section on transparency for property taxpayers is coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Got a few other sports notes to tell you about as we sneak up on 7:23 here on a Wednesday morning, December 3rd. Starting tonight with Badger men's basketball, Big Ten play getting going. We're at that part of the season already. Badgers taking on Northwestern, hosting Northwestern at the Kohl Center, and coverage begins tonight at 7:30. on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Then on Friday, there's Badger Men's Hockey at Notre Dame. Coverage will begin at 5:30 on our stations in Wisconsin Rapids and in Ironwood, Michigan. And again, from a radio standpoint, you can catch the Packers-Bears game this Sunday. Coverage begins at 1 o'clock for a 3:25 kickoff this Sunday. So again, if you were looking at a schedule and thinking Packers-Bears was at noon on Sunday, no. It's been flexed. That's a fancy way of the NFL saying, we can do whatever we want, and you're going to have to live with it. So the Packers-Bears game has been moved to 3:25 this Sunday. And then, as I said before, to clarify, the Packers-Bears play again in less than 2 weeks after that game. They play on Saturday, December 20th in Chicago, and that December 20th game has now been flexed as well. It is now a primetime game, kickoff at 7:20 for the Packers-Bears on December 20th. But back to this Sunday's game, coverage begins at 1 o'clock on several Civic Media stations. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. Here is a story about the power of patience. Parker Olson, our producer in Madison, is not a homeowner yet. So I feel like I can pass along these friendly tips. Because in this day and age, when young people can't afford their first home until, well, you'll be 50 by about the time that happens. So maybe these lessons will be completely lost on you. But we will see.
Yeah, well.
We've been very lucky. Our house has had the same furnace and the same central air conditioner for 30 years that we've been here. And so that makes the home 31 years old. And they've had their hiccups from time to time.
Sure.
But when they do, you know, we have called the same company, you know, off and on over 30 years to come out and do things. Sometimes it's been a mouse has chewed the wires, as was the case with the air conditioning unit outside. Other times, like a relay died, or a blower motor needed to be replaced, little things like that. Not all the time, but just often enough, and we'd always call it the same company. So we have an issue now with the furnace. It's getting a little old, and occasionally it just doesn't light. You know, it's not spreading gas or anything. I don't want to alarm anybody, but you hear the blower motor come on, but the gas units never actually fire up. You know, something about the ignition of it. I don't know exactly what it is. So we go to call that same company that we've used for 30 years, and they say, I'm sorry, we're not taking on any new customers right now. And I'm like, what do you mean? We've been using you for 30 years. Well, but you haven't for a few years now, and so, you know, we're not taking on any new customers. I'm like, I'm not a new customer. Well, you would be, because we haven't used you for a certain number of years and we can only do so much business.
Your service is a very infrequently needed thing, guys.
Right. So we're being penalized for them actually doing their job and keeping our furnace running. And I'm like, you know, we're actually looking at replacing this thing now after 30 years. You'd be in line to get a big chunk of business to replace the furnace and maybe replace the air conditioner. I'm sorry, there's really nothing we can do.
Did you tell them that you're a radio host?
No. I don't big time them like that. And I don't think it would have gotten anywhere anyway. But I was really taken aback by that.
Yeah.
But that's only the first half of the story.
Of course.
Second half of the story is I did ask friends for recommendations, and I got a lot of really good recommendations. I'm really appreciative for that. And so I did call one of them, and the repair tech showed up yesterday. Now, you can imagine what happened next, because we've all been in that position with a car or something like that. You take it to the mechanic, it's making this weird noise, and then it doesn't.
Well, yeah, that's
and
how it works.
So sure enough, he gets there, and now for hours, I've had a hoodie on and wearing shoes in the house because it's getting cold in the house.
Yeah.
He's there, he looks at it, it fires right up. Of course it does. And what I had seen from the previous company that no longer wanted us is that the tech would be like, well, nothing to see here. Call us when it's doing it again, and hopefully it'll be doing it when we get here. Okay, thanks. Not this guy. This guy
that'll be
just sat there. He just sat there and waited. I mean, he tinkered around with a few other things. He kind of poked around.
Yeah.
And I was getting a little concerned. And it took a good hour or so. And then he came upstairs with a part. Well, actually, he went to his truck and then he came back down. And then eventually he came upstairs with a part. And he said, I had to wait a while, but eventually, after it starting to stop and starts, it did refuse to fire up. I have found the issue. It was this part. It's replaced. The part's replaced. Now you don't have to replace your furnace right away in the middle of winter when the prices are sky high.
Yeah.
You know, instead, we'll wait till spring and probably replace it and the central air conditioning unit. And you know who's going to get our business? Probably that company with the guy that wanted the business and the guy that was willing to be patient.
Yeah.
And wait to see the, he didn't like not believe us. He's like, okay, if this is happening, let's wait and actually see it happening. So I am over the moon about that.
Yeah.
No, I have not seen the invoice yet. So let's keep in mind, the story may not have a totally happy ending. But I'm always willing to pay for good service and for quality.
Oh.
And in this case, for patience. And so I'm very thankful for that. So y'all keep that in mind. I think on the text line as well, Michael in Pleasant Prairie, here's a book recommendation for Parker and others. Home Buying for Dummies. It prevented me from making many expensive mistakes. Mike in Pleasant Prairie. Yeah. I appreciate that very much. And you know what? The Dummies books, properly named, as I've learned myself on many occasions, but they're good books.
Are they really helpful?
Yes, they really are. I can't say that about all of them, but they definitely have been. So home ownership, there ain't no money pit like a home money pit. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Coming up next, we have our homeroom segment, and also we'll continue our 12 days of community kindness. First, the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Seven 35 now. Welcome back on a Wednesday morning, December 3rd. And it's time for another reminder of the keyword. Send us this hour. At least I think so. Let me wait for that audio cue to remind me that I got to give that keyword. Oh, there it is. Okay. Just like we did it in rehearsal. Bell, B-E-L-L. You've got until 8 o'clock to use your Civic Media app and text us the word Bell, B-E-L-L, to be in the running for a daily prize and for the grand prizes as well. If you missed it at the top of the hour, there are chances throughout the day to win different keywords each time, and you have until the end of that particular hour to text it in on the Civic Media app. Every entry, so you can enter multiple times a day, every entry puts you in the running for that $200 daily prize as well as those great grand prizes as well. Get your details at civicmedia.us. I should also mention as well that the first time you enter, you're going to get an automatic message giving you a chance for more entries via a link to do something specific. It might be follow our newsletter. Maybe it's, you know, share your name and hometown, something like that. Each action is done only the one time, but gets you another entry. And again, full rules at civicmedia.us. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to have our second installment of our 12 Days of Community Kindness. And we'll be talking to Donna Ambrose of The Neighbor's Place in the Wausau area coming up. But first, it's time for our homeroom segment with our friend Chris Hambuck-Boyle from the Wisconsin Public Education Network, which you can learn more about at wisconsinnetwork.org. We don't make you put Wisconsin Public Education Network. Just wisconsinnetwork.org will get you there. Chris Hambuck-Boyle and I talk a lot about helping shine a light on the true cost to taxpayers of the voucher school program that many taxpayers don't know. They're now paying for two school systems in Wisconsin. And again, the usual caveat, this is not to say there shouldn't be private schools. It is to say that public dollars should go to our public schools, and the voucher program should not be siphoning money right off the top before our public schools get any help whatsoever. And yet that, Chris Hambuck-Boyle, is exactly what's happening. And in Green Bay, they started to do something about it, and you and others have started a movement that is spreading to other cities. Chris, good morning. How's that feel? Oh, we got you. Have I got you muted here? Let's get you unmuted so we can hear from you. Are you there now? Gosh, you were there, and now I'm not hearing you all of a sudden. Let me do that and see if you've got your microphone back yet. I'll tell you what. I'll let you exit the studio and then come back in. I'm not sure if you know. It's like our my furnace technician would have said: is turn it off and turn it on again. So we'll have her exit out and then click the link and come back in. Thankfully, Donna Ambrose is standing by, so we can get right into other things here, talking about the neighbor's place and the 12 days of community kindness. We'll talk about that for a few minutes here, and then we'll join Chris Hambuck Boyle again. Donna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you today, Pat?
It's great. Thank you. Thank you for your flexibility and for being here with us so we can talk a bit more about different organizations all around the state that are helping out. And that includes The Neighbor's Place, talking about ways to provide some food and basic necessities and others. Tell us more about The Neighbor's Place.
Sure. So we are primarily known as a food pantry. So we address food insecurity in a couple of different ways. We have a food pantry called The Market, and we also operate a diaper bank called The Baby's Place. And it's an organization that has been in the greater Wausau area for many years. And we serve primarily the greater Wausau area, all of Marathon County and beyond. So we have a pretty big reach up in north central Wisconsin. And, you know, we just really enjoy what we do and giving, you know, folks in our community the opportunity to give back.
Well, and you know, it says right in the mission that it's about providing food, basic necessities, education, connecting clients with services, and treating people with dignity and respect. And so the connecting clients with services, I know, is also important, because there's folks who think, well, you know, this is just some kind of a charity, you know, flop house or whatever. And as I've learned from working with Hope Village in Chippewa Falls, it really is making that connection with resources.
Absolutely.
That makes a difference to your clients. Tell us how you go about doing that.
Sure. So we have a program that we're really proud of called More Than Food. And the way that works is we have two community coaches on our staff that meet our guests where they're at. So we know, obviously, if you're visiting us for, you know, basic needs like our groceries in the market, you probably have other needs that we can assist you with as well. So it's really our way of addressing food insecurity upstream. So what our coaches do is they are very well versed in all of the other resources in our community, and they help our guests with, you know, setting goals, achieving goals, giving them those warm referrals to agencies that can assist them. So it might be a financial goal, it might be a health and wellness goal. And really just, you know, instead of like it traditionally in years past, it was easy for nonprofits and groups to give somebody a brochure, for example, and go, well, we can't help you with that, but here's who can. But what we do instead is we really prepare our guests for those visits, follow up with them, making sure that they're getting the answers they need, and really making those strong connections.
We're talking to Donna Ambrose from The Neighbor's Place. You can learn more at neighborsplace.org in the Wausau area. Have you seen the need for your services increase over the past year?
Absolutely. You know, prior to the federal government shutdown, our numbers were already rising because of the basic, you know, the rising cost of living. And then with the SNAP crisis, which thankfully was averted for a moment, but with that came a lot of fear and anxiety, and our numbers rose. And, you know, we were prepared for it. We tried to do our best to be proactive. And the good side, the good news, I would say, it might sound a little odd, but the good news is we're really happy that folks have found us, people that probably should have used our resources previously and not had to undo, you know, go through all that stress. We're here, we're available, we're a community resource. If you need a little extra help, absolutely come by and see us. And so when we have new guests, you know, we're really excited to welcome them into our family and let them know that we're here for them.
Can you tell us how you help prioritize healthier food options over maybe some of the traditional staples that you see on pantry shelves?
Absolutely. So at The Neighbor's Place, we adopt a framework called SWAP, which stands for Supporting Wellness at Pantries. And everything in our pantry is color-coded, green, yellow, or red. So green meaning choose often, which are the healthier options like produce, for example, healthy proteins, things of that nature. Yellow, choose in moderation, and red, rarely, because everyone deserves treats and everything is good in moderation. So we really want to give our families the opportunity to have access to those healthier options, which for many are just unaffordable at the grocery store. And that's where we run into challenges with people buying, you know, cheaper, highly processed food, which leads to all types of health, you know, disparities. And we want folks to have access to healthier food so they can live, you know, live healthier lives.
Donna Ambrose is here from The Neighbor's Place, and quickly here to wrap things up, or can people get involved beyond donations?
Oh, absolutely. On our website, neighborsplace.org, We're always looking for volunteers. We have a wonderful group of volunteers. So we'd love for you to join us. We're always looking for folks to, you know, meet with our guests, shop in the market with them. Our baby's place always looks for help for diapers. You know, we have wrapping parties. We have a lot of fun activities, but there's lots of ways people can get involved, whether it's individually or if a group, you know, maybe it's a church group, an employee group, families. So yeah, absolutely. Check out our website.
And there's a very prominent donate button right in the top right corner if you go to neighborsplace.org to help them out that way as well. Donna Ambrose, Executive Director, thank you very much for being part of our 12 Days of Community Kindness. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, Donna Ambrose. Let's see if Chris Hambug Boyle is back with us now. Chris, can you hear us? Oh my gosh, we still can't hear you. I always hear you. I heard you during the commercial break, and now I'm not hearing you for some reason. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, Chris, I'll have you take a look at those settings, that little cog wheel down below, and then the audio tab, and make sure that your microphone is selected. And if not, give us a call on the line, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, and we'll get you on the phone if need be, because that's what we do here is do the backup system. It's nice to be able to see the guests when they join us through a video link. But at heart, we are a radio show. And so if need be, we do the telephone as necessary. I'll give you just a preview of hopefully what Chris will be able to join us and talk about. You've heard us mention in this segment about the push for taxpayer transparency and making sure that the real cost of the voucher school program is reflected on property tax bills. Because right now, it looks like you see a line for your public school district and you see that number and you think all of that money is going to the public school district, and it's not. Some of it is being skimmed off the top first and going to the voucher school program. Well, in Green Bay, they have taken the initiative to make sure that you break out what the voucher school cost is. And so that's going to be happening in Green Bay. But you see, the state legislature, which has been run by Republicans here for, you know, 15 years now, has rejected over and over again ways to break out that cost on your local property tax bill. So the locals have to do it. It has to happen at the local level, where it's the school board and it's the local city council that have to work together, or the other taxing entity that have to bring it together here for us. Chris, you want to give that another go? Or are we hearing you that way?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you now just great. Yes, thank you. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, no worries. You know, technology ain't nothing like it. So what's happened? So Green Bay went first. What's happening in Ashland? There's some momentum there.
Well, there's been momentum across the state, and we're really excited. And thanks to you, too, for keeping this out there for us to talk about, because that helps greatly for us as well. I'm working right now with five districts that have called in that have really, you know, gone through the referendum saga, you know, one yes. after the other. And they have just decided to find their voice. And things happening in Green Bay was kind of the impetus for them to say, hey, we could do that, too. So there's some really nice connection now between public school districts and city council. But most of all, it's the community people that were plugged into these little groups that have to get together outside of the districts, because they can't, you know, promote their referendums in a way that tells people how to vote. It's those of us in the community that band together to try to tell this story. And so that's what's happening. These right. community groups are really becoming prolific across
well,
the state.
Well, they're helping people connect the dots. When people mm-hmm. go, why are all these referendums here? And it's not because the public school board suddenly got greedy. It's because they're seeing money literally being sucked away because of the way that taxpayers are now paying for two separate school systems. So Ashland is getting a step closer. How close are they in the process?
Well, their superintendent, Rob Prater, went to the city council you know, last week or whatever, really. Well, it might have been a little bit, maybe 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I got contacted by the newspaper up there, which also owns the newspaper in Eau Claire. You know, they've got quite a conglomerate of papers. And so that story got out quite prolifically across the state. And they just went to talk about the fact that they promised in this last referendum, which, you know, was a do or die referendum for them, mm-hmm. that they were going to be extremely transparent with their community. So they knew exactly where this money went to. And part of it was this story about the over $800,000 that is going from their budget for private, you know, for the privatization piece in our state.
And that's the part that's most important, that they most people didn't know. $800,000 isn't going to the Ashland Public Schools. It's going into this voucher program instead. And thanks to you and others, movement is gaining speed in Superior, Washburn, Eau Claire, Racine, South Milwaukee, and others. And we're going to keep updating it in this particular segment every single week. Chris Hambuck-Boyle, thank you very much. We'll connect again real soon.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. You betcha. All right. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, pediatrician Dr. Kelly Snooks talking about kids and Tylenol beyond the misinformation. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, you got yourself less than 7 minutes to text the word BELL, B-E-L-L, using the Civic Media app as part of our Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. From our last segment, one more time, our guests there, there was neighborsplace.org. Again, neighborsplace.org, which helps out folks in the Wausau area. And Chris Hambuck-Boyle joined us from the Wisconsin Public Education Network, wisconsinnetwork.org. Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska joins us now. And we're going to start by, see, look at that. He's tweeting out already. He's got his phone right there in front of him.
Oh, no, I'm getting that keyword in because I have a big list of things on my wish list, which includes some shooting help for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, we need please. To get him some help. Let's start with some wild and reckless speculation about a guy who has scrubbed nearly all of the mentions of the Milwaukee Bucks off of his social media site. Just there for motivation or start waving some red flags?
Yeah, I think the fact that they're not even in the playoff picture right now is a big red flag. That losing to to Washington, a team that had two wins going in, the way they did it, coming back to win that game. I'm not a hot take machine. I think you guys know this. Parker, I think, definitely knows this. I'm not a hot take machine most of the time. This is where it's probably about as spicy as I get with a take, but I really feel like at this point, the writing's kind of on the wall with the Bucks. They've done everything they can. No mistake of the Bucks. They've done everything they can to try to jam this championship window open to keep Giannis placated. They signed two of his brothers. I mean, are under contract with the Bucks. They've done everything they possibly can do. But I think we've got to start accepting the fact that we got the championship. That's what we're going to get. And unfortunately for Giannis, because of his contract, because of the way the NBA works, he's perpetually locked into the cycle of whatever team he's at next, and there is going to be another team. There's another team he's going to be to next. I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year or what, but whatever team he goes to next is going to be in the same exact predicament. How do you build in the NBA around the massive contracts that superstars command and get to a point where you're competitive enough to win a title? The nice thing is that having a superstar like Giannis automatically makes you a contender. Giannis is easily superstar, top three in the NBA, right?
Right, yes.
He makes you a championship contender, but the Bucks don't have enough. They don't have it. The guys they've brought in are just not going to get them to that point. And unfortunately, it's been a string of bad luck and just bad circumstances. A lack of playoff performance, the Damian Lillard injury, the Chris Middleton injury. By the way, those three played together all of, about 13 seconds in the time that they were together as Bucks.
Right? Yeah.
So these are all things that I think you just look at the Bucks and Giannis, and you honestly just feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I mean, the baseball analogy would be Mike Trout, who is just one of the best players, but it was playing on an Anaheim Angels team that was just, you know, in the dumpster. And I mean, he's just one of many examples who said, you know, I've been a good foot soldier as long as I can be, but it's time to go play for a contender.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The Bucks got their title. Bucks fans, yeah. You know, it's been several years, right? It's been a long time since that title. there's just not a path to it. Now, thought with the East, with all the injuries, that maybe that window is open a little bit, but the Bucks just don't have it. Without Giannis, the Bucks are really, really bad.
They just are. Yeah. Jimmy Cusco is with us now. And the Bucks' next game is, I got to scroll here, tonight at home against the Detroit Pistons. But again, 9-13 is not what any of us would have thought for the Bucks.
Yeah, you know? Detroit is they've won something like 100 of their last 101. They're number one in the East. I mean, this is about the worst possible time. You're coming off the loss to Washington, who's at the bottom of the standings. Now you get the team at the top of the standings. Not good timing.
Yeah, again, the lowly Washington Wizards. If we had relegation in the NBA, they would be not college. They'd be D3. Right now, if we had something like that. Meanwhile, you've got the Badger men who are taking on Northwestern tonight. Coverage begins at 7:30 on several Civic Media stations, and so it caught Parker and me off guard that we're already in the Big Ten part of the season. But you reminded us over the commercial break that the Big Ten now is, it's not 10 teams anymore. I believe it's 114, and so you got to start that conference part of the schedule earlier.
Yeah, it's quite a few teams, and they started doing this to try to capitalize on some of the TV games you get in December, because December features a lot of mismatches, you know, a lot of bye games, things like that. And obviously, with the holiday schedule, there just aren't as many games, period, in the month of December. So this is a way for the Big Ten to capitalize on some of that in a way. The Badgers do have an interesting week coming up, though. I mean, because after this, a big Saturday game against Marquette. That game always fun. Yeah. I personally, that one I circle every year because it doesn't matter what the records are. That one's always, that's a banger. So
yeah. Yep. And also coming up on Friday, the Badger men's hockey team will be at Notre Dame. Coverage begins Friday at 5:30 on stations in Wisconsin Rapids and Ironwood, Michigan. You've got the Badger women's volleyball team in the NCAA tournament. They host the first and second rounds, first round against Eastern Illinois tomorrow. So we'll see if and they come in as a 3 seed into the tournament there. And then finally the Packers. And I always feel like I got to repeat myself a few times here because we're talking about both Packers-Bears games have been flexed, as they like to say. So the one this Sunday has been moved from noon to 3:25. Coverage is going to begin at 1 o'clock on several Civic Media stations. But then we play them again less than 2 weeks later on Saturday, December 20th in Chicago. And that is now a primetime game. So a little Saturday night football in Chicago for what could be, you know, again, The NFC race is amazingly tight. Did I read right that the Bears are the number one seed right now, but if they lose to the Packers this weekend, they drop to a 7 seed?
Yeah, right now every team 1 through 7, 9 wins is what gets you in there. So yeah,
holy cow.
The Packers control their own destiny. The second Bears game, by the way, was either going to be a 3:30 or 7:20 game. So not technically a flex, just kind of a TBA, just like the final two Packers games, which we won't find out the times for until the TV networks say we all deserve to know what that is. So,
well, is it just the times or is it the day as well? It might be
the
Packers
Bears game was always going to be the Saturday.
Okay.
But the next two after that are Saturday, Sunday TBAs. So.
Unbelievable. All right. Jimmy Cusco, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day. All right. When we come back, we will be talking about Dr. Kelly Snooks about kids and measles or the flu and Tylenol and more. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.